Rhonda, first of all, this is Chuck Fabrics along with my broadcast partner, Rhonda Bird. Sorry about that. And we're glad that you've tuned in with us, is that this is a big game for Pisca. They come in limping on a two-game losing streak. That's a rarity to say that. So Rhonda, this game sort of has a feel, you hate to use the word, but must win.
Yeah, there's old saying that you'd rather start slow and be peaking at the end of the year. And last year, Pisca did peak at the end at the right time. That's the reason they won the state championship. Last year, they struggled to begin the season. And, you know, in a way, you hate it for the kids because one of their goals was the perfect season. But they need to shrug that off their shoulders. They need to focus. They need to get back to playing ball. Mahala Irvin's really struggling right now to play. That's kind of hurt us because she's that big bat. We need to come back alive. Logan Matthews' bat has stepped up. She had two homers in the East Henderson game. And Caitlin Hanlon's bat starting to pick up even more. Coach Goodwin is juggling the lineup a little bit. So we're going to see a little difference. You know, when she did this last year at the end of the year, she tossed her lineup around so she finally settled on what she wanted at the end. So we're just going to have to more or less just wait and see what happens this point on.
What can you tell us about the visiting Mustangs coming in from Smoky Mountain High School?
Oh, they're struggling this year. It's a rebuilding year for them. They've got a lot of young girls on their team. But Courtney Fish is their pitcher. She's been their pitcher for the last 2 years. Courtney Fish is one of those girls that plays every sport, volleyball, basketball, very good basketball player. She made the Blue-White All-Star game in basketball, so she's a very good player. She's a good athlete. And she'll give you a good round out of the circle, but she's hittable. And we did that last year. We hit her, so.
And who's going inside the circle for the Black Bears today?
Today it looks like we're going to have a pitching change. We're going to start with Micah James. And it's good. Micah needs to get some more reps in the circle if we're going to contend for that state championship title. We have got to have more pitchers besides Logan Matthews. And we've got to let these pitchers start perfecting their repertoire.
Well, it's a beautiful day. It didn't look like it this morning. Rain and clouds had set into the Great Smoky Mountains, and particularly here in Haywood County. Around 1 o'clock, they burn off, and the skies are clear, and it's a beautiful afternoon, a little breezy temperature somewhere in around the 60-degree mark, so it has got a little coolness and a nip to it. Smoky Mountains out on the infield doing their pregame in warm-ups, and waiting for them to leave the field will be the Pisca Black Bears. So what we'll do is we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll go over the starting lineup for both teams as we count down to the first pitch of this Western North Carolina Athletic Conference softball game. This is Chuck Fiebernus with WPTL 920 AM, home of the Pisca softball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisca Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Now back to Pisca Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Pisca softball complex. Smoky Mountain has just completed their warm-ups for their infield, and now it's time for the Pisca to take the field. Let's go over the starting lineup for Smoky Mountain as they come in. Leading off for the Mustangs will be right fielder Tate Sutton, followed by shortstop Jocelyn Barker, first baseman Emily Nicholson, and then followed in the cleanup hitter and pitching Courtney Fish. Batting fifth will be the designated hitter Lindsay Buchanan. She'll be DHing for left fielder Alexis Hardy, and then followed by third baseman Abby Swanay, And then batting seventh, the catcher, Gracie Brady, followed by second baseman McKinley Keen, and then batting ninth will be the center fielder, Selena Thomason. For the Pisgah Black Bears, it's the lineup, as Rhonda had alluded to early in the pregame, is that they have shaken up their lineup a tad, and that will be starting off and leading off for the Black Bears will be the right fielder, Hannah Hudson, followed by the shortstop, Sheridan Presley. Doing the catching, batting third, will be catcher Mahala Irvin, and doing the pitching will be the senior Micah James. She'll be also the cleanup, so both pitchers will be batting in the cleanup spot in today's ballgame. Batting fifth will be of the third baseman, Caitlin Hanna, followed by designated hitter Logan Matthews. And then will be batting seventh will be left fielder Michaela Tipton, followed by the second baseman, Taylor Gallion, and batting ninth will be Bianca Burnett. Logan Matthews will be DH and for first base specialist Sydney Paris. And so that will be the lineup for today's ball game. And Rhonda, you know, talk a little bit about what the Black Bears have gone through in the last two games. And, you know, combination of, you know, two losses, that's a rarity. They've dropped two games behind North Henderson for that the highly coveted number one seed in the playoffs, in the 2A playoffs, if I may be correct. And that is, you're chasing the Knights now. That big.
You hate to beat a dead horse in the head, but you know, Pisgah needs to, just buckle down and play and have fun. They've got the bullseye. We keep saying that. They've got the bullseye on her. When North Henderson beat them the other night, you would have thought that they had won the state championship the way they reacted. Well, Pisgah needs to understand that every team they play is going to come with that same type of attitude. We can't take no team for granted. Even the cellar dwellers, we call them, is going to be a tough opponent for us. We just got to start playing ball. And there's too much talent out there to not win these games. Granted, we've had a hard time playing lately with all the rain that we're having. And these kids need to play. They really need to play. That's really hurting us right now.
Well, you know, you come into a week and a half ago, you go to Wednesday, you go to Franklin. That's a makeup game from a previous rainout. And then you can't get in, you know, no schedules. You've got a bunch of games on the docket that you're trying to reschedule that have been rained out, and those are non-conference games. And then you turn around, and then you come back on a Tuesday. It is pouring. They fix the field. It takes an hour and a half to fix the field. And in a quagmire and down, in a steady drizzle, they play North Henderson. And the game doesn't even get to go complete in terms of full, you know, seven innings. It was after six innings, it was called. And then, you know, you got rain a lot this week. Games get called out. Tuscola's game Thursday was called, and that's going to be moved to tomorrow, which will be brought to you here on WPTL Radio on 9:20 a.m. on your radio dial, WPTLradio.net, if you want to listen to us on the Internet, live streaming. But, you know, the fact is that they're going to start jamming up all these games, later in the bottom half of the season.
And Serena keeps trying to get that TC Swing matchup scheduled in there somewhere because we're hurting right now. You can't just sit on the bench. If you're, like, let's take Mahala Irvin, that's struggling right now batting. She's not going to get out of that slump until she plays some games, until she faces pitchers other than her own teammates. So you've got to get out there and play. I don't care if you have to go get a little league team. I mean, we need to play. And it's just really hurting us right now. But let's go back to that North Henderson game, folks. I'm going to tell you right now, I've seen the team. They were hurt against Franklin. They wanted that game so bad, and it really demoralized them. Let's just put it to you that way. But when they come back against North Henderson, they really started playing. We've been starting from behind every single game. We've not scored in the first couple innings, and then we have to find our way back. That game, they hit the ball well, and they got out on top, but they made a couple of mistakes, and there goes the downfall for the team. And then they tried to come back and fight back, but they should have never played that game. That field was not that good a shape, and I'm just not saying that because I'm a Pisgah fan. I'm just saying that Serena Goodwin said she didn't like the field, but it's not our call. That is their call, and we have to do what they want.
Well, they will have a rematch later on in the season. They will be coming here along with the Franklin Panthers. So the two losses were on the road, and both teams will have to make a visit here to the Pisgah softball complex to play the defending state champion. But you look at this, and let's go back to Mahala Irvin. That's an excellent point, because what Mahala, you know, the worst thing when a guy goes in, or a softball a player or a baseball player goes in and has a real bad game, or maybe has two consecutive bad games, there's always that next game. There's very little time to have a pity party, you know, and when you don't have a lot of time, you don't get, you know, that demon doesn't get in your head. So you get back to work, you try to get some swings in the cage, you start getting your swing back, get a, you know, perfect the mechanics. But in Mahala Irvin's chance, you know, time, when she came into the Franklin game, struggling, one game, had 4 days before that, turned around and then had another 6 days, and then she came in and went hitless against Fort Henderson, and she's had to wait another 4 days for today.
And you know the kid is a competitor. She, we call her War Eagle, Red, whatever you want to nickname her. The kid is a competitor, period. That's just it. She hates losing. And she's harder on herself than any coach could ever be. When she went in that game against North Henderson, when she went hitless, I mean, she was batting her, beating her bat against the ground because she knows what she's doing wrong. That's what's killing her right now.
I've been in my playing career, been in way too many slumps than I want to ever remember, but they're very difficult when you're in them, but you can always get back to playing it. And you always know is that if you're in a slump, it's the next game. You know, you get the tomorrow's the next day where you can come out and play. And here, when you have 5 and 6 days, you're sitting there overthinking the process. And when you overthink it in baseball or softball, you get yourself into
she just
a
needs one game.
Yeah.
She needs one game to have a good game of hitting, and then I think
we just can't get out on the field.
We can't get on the field to do it.
Well, the umpires are going to meet right now with the home plate umpire, Bruce Stevens.
Well, we got a new nickname for you.
What's that?
Fuelless.
Well, that reminds
I got to tell you, this is a story that is not going to die in this town. Doug Fevernap does not know the difference between E and F on a gauge. He ran out of gas on the way back from Franklin. He ran out of gas coming back from Kentucky, dropping his nephew off at the airport in the gorge on I-40. So he has this little problem with his gas needle. So we're going to get you a fuel can, and we're going to put on that fuel can official equipment for Chuck Fevernap's expedition. If you see stopped on the side of the road, please stop, pick up gas can, take to the next gas station for him.
Well, we got that. Thank you very much. And yes, I don't know the difference between E and F. And when I'm driving without my glasses, it's a problem because I can't see too
well. My boss man sent you a gift today.
Yes.
My boss man sent you a gift today, and he wrote, "Hey, gasless."
Oh, gasless. He said, "Oh, did he read Kirk Gibson? Tell him awesome." A baseball card of Kirk Gibson. Tell the boss I owe him. If he wants to pass to the Asheville tourist game, I can get it for him, and he can, you know, he'll have a guest of Chris Smith and the tourist for giving me that baseball card of Kirk Gibson.
Wait,
I mean, that goes back right there, Rhonda.
That's an old one, man.
That's 86 season. I'll tell you what, this is a 1986 card of Kirk Gibson.
Yeah, he said that he didn't want you to feel like he didn't love you either.
Well, you know, somebody has to help me out. And thank you for telling everybody on WPTL 920 AM and all the listeners, you know, that I have a problem with the gas gauge.
We got to do intervention here, the whole community, man.
We're about ready to get started, and if we may, we'll take a break right here and have a word from our sponsors. We'll be back in a minute. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Pisgah Softball Complex. They're having the introductions, and then followed by the introductions, we'll have the Star Spangled Banner for you. And we're moments away from the first pitch. It just seems like we've been on a 2-month sabbatical from softball, unable to get some games in, and, you know, we had the pleasure of having about 6 straight home games to start the season, and then all of a sudden when they've gone on the road, and we, you know, we had a broadcast on the road to do, it got rained out, so we're kind of back. It is a little nippy, but the wind is blowing in from left center field, so it will be hard to get it out as they're completing the introductions of the Pisgah Black Bears, and we have now, as everybody is standing, for the Star Spangled Banner. Capacity crowd here at the Pisgah Softball Complex. That Star Spangled Banner played on the violin by Sawyer Leatherwood. And
that's not a violin. It's called a fiddle. Whoa! A fiddle.
I believe that was the music that introduced the Pisgah Black Bears. As Micah James goes out inside the circle today, they'll be wearing their black top, white pants. And they have all donned now the same hat. So this is the first. Is this the first game?
No, they had those hats. They got them. They just got them in. They had them at the North Henderson game. But another thing about that North Henderson game, you remember that day? It was really warm that day. Really hot.
Right.
They
right.
had shorts on, and then it cooled off after that rain. They had to play with shorts on.
Oh, Lord.
So
in
that
the mud.
Yeah, in the mud. So. And in water, standing water out in the outfield, they would run and then try to catch a foul ball, and they would. Water would splash up over their heads.
Well, the home plate umpire is Bruce Stevenson, and the field umpire is Jimmy Huey. Two very talented and excellent umpires will be calling today's ball game. Again, it is not a cloud in the sky. It's a Carolina blue sky. The field looks beautiful, Rhonda, as home plate umpire Bruce Stevenson does his final wiping off, brushing off of home plate. We're ready to get started as Mahala Irvin goes out inside the circle to talk with starting pitcher, senior Micah James.
And Tate Sutton leading off for Smoky Mountain is batting 357. So she's a pretty good hitter, so we're going to have to remember. Can't give her anything up in around the plate.
James is ready. Here's her first pitch of the game, a high fastball fouled back against the screen. This is James's first start.
Yeah, she came in and closed against North Henderson, did a very well, excellent job, except for a few things.
Next pitch is a low fastball. Little sink to it. swung on a miss by Sutton. 0-2 is the count. Outfield playing straight away. James kind of stands with 1 foot cocked onto the slab. Her next pitch is a changeup, bounces in front of the plate.
Now she had her changeup really going well against North Henderson. She got a couple of girls. She would do the fastball, then she'd do that changeup, and they were just way out in front of it.
James is ready. Here's her 1-2 offering. Check swing. Didn't go far enough, so evens the count at 2-2. Sydney Parris at first base. Taylor Gallion at second base. Sheridan Presley at shortstop, and Caitlin Hanna, the third baseman, is the infield. Here's the 2-2, and that swung on and lifted to center field, and Bianca Burnett hauls that in for the first out of the game. So one batter, one out, and that's going to bring up Jocelyn Barker, the shortstop for the Smoky Mountain Mustangs.
She only had to make two steps coming in. She was pretty well played in exactly the correct position for that ball. I'm interested to see how Tibb does in left field today, because that's new, and then Gallion at second.
First pitch is a fastball over the heart of the plate, called strike by home plate umpire Bruce Stevenson. As Barker checks into the right-hand side of the box. Here's the 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed. She came elevated with a fastball again, so she's moving the ball up and down. 0-2 to Barker.
And that's another girl's batting 303, so they got some hitters up top.
Swung on and missed. Struck her out, so Barker goes down. That's the first strikeout for James. So she punches out Barker, and that's going to bring up first baseman Emily Nicholson.
And she's the leading batter for the Mustangs. She's batting an even 500, so she's a hitter.
Nicholson, a stroker, right-handed hitter, change up, low, into the dirt, ball one.
She didn't want to give her that fastball again, because she'd seen that somewhere at the batter's mouth.
Wind blowing in from left center directly into home plate, shifts it sometime over to first, swung on and dribbled against the screen for a strike. So it's one ball, one strike, two outs here in the top of the first inning. No score. James inside the circle, the senior, pitching to her battery mate, Mahala Irvin, the catcher, swung on and that fouled out of play, keeps the count at one ball, two strikes.
James's pitches are very low, so you're either going to go up or ground out, and that's what you want your pitcher to pitch.
On deck is Courtney Fish, the pitcher, batting cleanup for Smoky Mountain. Next pitch is a changeup, missed low and away, so that evens the count at two balls, two strikes. Really going to have to get a hold of it if you want to get it out of this ballpark today. Wind is briskly blowing in, and that swung out and missed, struck her out, that's all. So two punch outs here in the top of the first inning, and Smoky Mountain goes down in order. So the score, Smoky Mountain 0, with Tuscola coming to bat.
Smoky Mountain, you mean?
Smoky Mountain 0 with Tisca. Oh, Lord.
Tisca Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by Champion Credit Union of Canton, Waynesville. A Ken Wilson Ford, winner of the Ford's Top Honor Award, the President's Award, and by B. Allen Construction, Candler, commercial residential grading remodeling. Boy, we got to get the rust off of us. We haven't done this in a couple of
weeks. Well, you know, I've been doing baseball for Tuscola and a little bit of Pistol baseball with enetsports.com bringing you that. And then all of a sudden, it just was kind of happened because the last two games of, you know,
Smoky Mountain. Really, probably don't want you to call them Tuscola.
All right. Smoky Mountain, because if we're in the bottom of the first inning, and Smoky Mountain has zero, and Pisgah has zero, and they will be batting. We get that straight. Please, folks, don't call the station. My mistake.
If you do call the station, call and compliment about how well a job we're doing. Give us some good kudos there to Big Bill and at the radio station.
Well, Courtney Fish goes inside the circle. She's finishing up her warm-up tosses behind the plate. Her battery mate will be Gracie Brady, a left-handed catcher. Scheduled for the Black Bears here in the top of the first inning will be Hannah Hudson, Sheridan Presley, and Mahala Irvin, 1-2-3. Once you get to the Pisgah lineup, you start, you know, once you get to the number 3 hole, all the way down to the number 7 hole, we call them the thumpers.
Yeah, and she's changed her lineup because Hannah Huskins has been hitting the ball very well, but in play, she's not one of those hitters that's going to knock it out of the ballpark, but she at least gets on base. So she's trying to get something started in the first top of her order.
A lot of girls right now, we have a three-way tie with three home runs each by Irvin James and Logan Matthews.
Logan is on the home runs as second in the Western North Carolina with four now.
Oh, she got four. She got
two.
That's right. I miscalculated.
And Caitlin has one. So she's second in Western North Carolina at home runs. That helps.
Courtney Fish is ready to go for Smoky Mountain. Here's Hannah Hudson. Swung on and dribbled back right to her. An easy comebacker. Flips over to first. One pitch, one out. So Hudson goes down. Not an easy comebacker. And that's going to bring up Sheridan Presley batting 519, leading the team. And one of the top hitters in Western North Carolina, and only a sophomore. Batting checks in from the left-hand side of the plate.
She's in the top 10 from Western North Carolina, so that says a lot for sophomore.
Here's Fish's first pitch to big swing and a miss. She was going downs and came up empty on that one. She had a big cut right there, 0-1 to Sheridan Presley. Fish is ready. She bends over. She gets her sign. Here's her pitch. Called strike, nipped at corner. Gets Presley in the hole now, 0-2. Irvin on deck.
And she's dropped out of the Western Alcana battle.
Change up in the dirt, 1-2.
But like I say, it only takes a good game, and she's right back in it.
Presley, just an absolute tear from the left-hand side. Here's the next pitch, one on, and that's lifted to left field. Coming in is the left fielder for Smoky Mountain, Alexis Hardy. Calls that in to retire Presley. That's two outs now, and that's Mahala Irvin, the catcher.
I thought that was going to be trouble there for a minute, but it stayed up in the air. The air held it up a while so she could get under it.
Irvin last year had 12 home runs, a .455 batting average, and 41 RBIs.
And her swing problem's just mechanical.
First pitch is high, above the bill. Fish now getting into the thumpers. There's a lot of home runs. You got Matthews batting six with four. Hannah has one. James and Irvin have three apiece. And Tipton has one. Next pitch is low and inside for a ball. That's why from three through seven, that's the thumper part of the lineup. They got a lot of thump, a lot of pop.
Yeah, they do. And they've just been quiet lately, and they just need to, they've not gave the pitchers enough supporting runs to win the game.
Fish is ready. Here's her 2-0 offering way outside for a ball 3-0. You got to be dangerous. You got to be careful in this situation because you got to try and not pitch around her because you got Micah James on deck. Courtney Fish is ready. Here's her 3-0 offering. Swung out and fouled back. Good swing by Mahala Irvin. That was a great swing right there.
That looked good. So you know these days she's probably spinning a batting cage.
Developing the calluses down there working with Walt Leatherwood in that brand new indoor facility here at the Pisgah Softball Complex. Fish is ready, 3-1, is fouled back again by Irvin. Makes the count 3-2. Fish making excellent pitches here.
But her swing is straight this time. She's not dipping that shoulder as bad.
So Irvin is on it. Fish is ready. Gets her sign, and here's her pitch. Ball four. Loses her, so James is now up. Irvin drops down to first on a base on ball.
So now we're going to have a pinch runner. We're going to have Brittany Troll come in and pitch run for Irvin.
Brittany Troll, a lanky junior.
Very good bat, too.
She came in and subbed the first four games while the injured Caitlin Hanna was out. Here's Micah James, first pitch by Fish, called strike, belt high, caught the corner, 0-1.
Micah's bat's really starting to come alive now. I'd like to see her, well, I don't know if she'd get it out, but I'd like to see her get a good hit on it.
Fish's next pitch is gets away from catcher Gracie Frady, so Brittany Troll drops down to first on the wild pitch. that puts Troll and the Black Bears in a better position to scratch across a run here in the first if James can extend it with a hit. Next pitch is called strike. Corner again, one ball, two strikes. Nice pitch by Courtney Fish, painting the corner.
Michael likes these new hats. She turns hers around backwards under her helmet. She's like a baseball player.
Fish is ready. Here's her offering. Change up way outside, and there goes Troll down the third. Got away from Frady.
I don't know if Frady's afraid to throw, because both times the ball's got away, she's been kind of lackadaisical.
When you have a left-handed catcher, and you catch that ball to your right-hand side, you've got to turn all the way around to throw back. Can't snap it there. So here's the 2-2 offering. Swung on, and that's driven to deep right field. Back goes the right fielder up against the wall. Foul ball. So it just curved foul by about 4 or 5 feet.
I think the wind pushed it foul.
James making a bid for her fourth round tripper of the season, but all it ends up is a long strike, and so it keeps the count at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Troll standing at third base. Fish steps inside the circle, looks at Frady for her signs. Here's her 2-2 offering. Swung out and dribbled to third base. It's going to be trouble. Over to first in time to get James by a step. So the Black Bears threaten but don't score a run. So after one complete inning is in the books, we have no score here from the Pisgah Softball Complex. We'll be back after these messages. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah Softball.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Pisgah Softball Complex. We're in the top of the second inning. No score in this game between the Smoky Mountain Mustangs and the Pisgah Black Bears. Micah James is completing her warm-up tosses and scheduled to face James for the Mustangs. Will be Courtney Fish, Lindsay Buchanan, and Abby Swanee. That'll be 4, 5, and 6 in the lineup for the Smoky Mountain Mustangs. Courtney Fish.
She's batting 333, so you've got several batters for Smoky Mountain that's in the 300, so except for the Emily Nicholson that's batting at even 500.
So Fish got out of that jam in the first inning with Brittany Troll at third base, coaxed Micah James into the dribbler. Now she'll face James for the first time in this game. And the first pitch is inside corner for a strike.
Come on, girl,
nice pitch. Blew the fastball, brought the heater.
Micah's got some good pitches that she...
And check does. Swing as Mahala Irvin looks down, but field umpire Jimmy Huey said no, she didn't go. Good call by the field umpire, and evens the count at 1 ball, 1 strike. Brought the cheese on the outside part of the plate. We're trying to get Fish. Next pitch is low for a ball. 2-1.
I was watching college softball this weekend, and one of the coaches said that your best pitchers have only 2 or 3 pitches.
Big spot. Tell you what, big swing and a miss as Fish made a bid for a home run here on this day. Big uppercut, but came up empty, and that brings the count now to 2-2. 4 straight heaters by James. Here's the next one. Another heater struck her out. So that is 3 consecutive strikeouts, and that's 3 punchouts for James here in this game. Boy, she's not messing around.
No.
She's bringing her best.
Yeah, and that's what you'll get from her each time she steps out on that field.
designated hitter Lindsey Buchanan is up. The first pitch is a ball.
Well, Micah has five pitches, but she mainly tries to use her curve and her changeup and her fastball.
Next pitch is swung on and fouled back up against the screen. Evens the count at one ball, one strike. We're in the top of the second inning. No score here between Smoky Mountain and Pisgah here at the Pisgah Softball Complex. Beautiful day, large crowd watching the former, state champions battle the Mustangs. And the next pitch is high for a ball, 2-1. James working quickly. Here's the next pitch, and that is popped up into the infield. Taylor Gallion, no, called off by Sheridan Presley, who runs over. And so the shortstop, the captain of the infield, Sheridan Presley, calls it off and hauls that in. So that's two outs here.
She was running, and she ran. She called it off, and it looks like his wind must have pushed it toward the second baseman. She was always at the second baseman before she called it.
Abby Swanay, the third baseman, is due up now. First pitch to her is right down the heart of the plate. Swanay made a great play on a slow roller, came up throwing and threw a laser to get James to retire the Black Bears in the first. Next pitch is fouled back against the screen, so James gets Swanay in a hole, 0-2. Two outs, nobody on for Smoky Mountain, as James is making quick work of the Mustangs, corralling those Mustangs. Change up. Oh, strike three. Beautiful pitch. Just dropped it right in there. Swanay watched it. And so that is all for the Mustangs as they go out in order again here in the second inning. So we're moving to the bottom of the second inning. Smoky Mountain 0, Pisgah 0.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by Brad Allen Construction of Candler, Commercial Residential Grading and Remodeling, by Ken Wilson Ford, winner of the Ford's Top Honor, the President's Award, and by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville. Micah James has got that changeup going, and it reminds me of that article I read in the Detroit Free Press about Verlander today. They said that the umpire said that the best pitcher he's ever seen that had the same pitching style as Verlander was Nolan Ryan. He comes with a fastball, but what gets everybody is he'll do the fastball to get that changeup, and that changeup is nasty. And that's about like Micah James when she comes with her changeup. It's nasty just watching it.
And then all hitting, what pitching is hitting is timing the pitcher. And what pitching is disrupting the hitter's timing.
Yep.
That's all it is.
All it is.
You know, everybody gets all scientific and everything. You just got to time the ball, and learn to time pitches, and you get hit.
But if you have two specialty pitches, you do a fastball and a changeup, you don't need any other pitch. If you can change it up like that, come the same motion, it messes up the batter.
Absolutely. So we're in the bottom of the second inning, and Courtney Fish is completing her warm-up tosses. Scheduled to face her will be Caitlin Hanna, Logan Matthews, and Michaela Tipton. So we will be in the 5-6-7 part of the order. Still, we're in the thumpers, as the Black Bears have hit a dozen home runs as a team. And they all have come from this spot right here.
Yeah, I'd just like to see Caitlin Hanna get one good one again. She has got such a beautiful swing.
Hanna's home run was a grand slam.
I'm not going to be picky.
Sort of a subdued Black Bear team, trying to get their first win in the last three games, and have had a, and it's been like 2 weeks. They've only been able to play two, weather and the way the schedule worked. This is first pitch, and I'll tell you what, Hanna was going to the downs on that one, but she just got a piece of it and fouled it back up against the screen. So she's 0-1 against Courtney Fish.
Her dad's already back at the fence, so he's going to give us a sign if it's in the river.
Hanna ready. Here's the pitch. Called strike. Got the pitch on the outside part of the plate. So now Fish has got Hanna in a hole, 0-2 here in the bottom of the second inning. Fish is working deliberately. Here's her next pitch. Just missed. Tried to bring it on the outside part of the plate and knee high, but got it low and a little bit outside. So she's working around the strike zone. One ball, two strike offering. Pitch inside. That's a very good pitch right there by Fish. First three pitches were on the outside part of the plate. Fourth pitch came inside on her.
The catcher set up like it was going to be a rise ball, and then it was low.
2-2 offering by Fish. Changeup just missed. 3-2. So Hannah has went into a hole and has worked Fish to a full count here to leading off the bottom of the second. Fish is ready. Here's her pitch. Swung on and popped up into the infield, circled around, and grabbed by the first baseman is Emily Nicholson, who did a Willie Mays basket catch as the wind is playing havoc on all the infielders and possibly the outfielders, so that stiff wind.
I thought they were going to run into each other, the pitcher and the first base, both going for it.
And what happened was all the infielders went to it. Somebody was going to come up around. That's going to bring up Logan Masters, who hit two bombs against North Henderson. She has four, leads the team. The pitch is in the dirt, nearly hits her in the shins. So it's 1-0 from Fish to Logan Matthews. Matthews DH'ing for first baseman Sydney Paris. Fish is ready. Here's her 1-0 offering. Swung at her, fouled out of play. Big cut by Matthews. Came up just a tad bit empty. Got a little bit of it. So now it's 1-1. With one out here in the bottom of the second. No score between Smoky Mountain and Pisgah. Change up, just missed on the outside part of the plate. Fish wanted that. Home plate umpire Bruce Stevenson said no, it was a little bit outside.
Good catcher. She framed it for a while. The ump see it.
Here's the 2-1 offering, swung on and fouled back against the screen. That will make it 2-2 to Logan Matthews.
That was in on the hand. Logan's batting .333 right now with, four home runs.
Four bombs. Looking for number five right here. It'd be nice. Swung on, and that is lifted up, but that's going to be out of play possibly. Oh, that's up against the screen. That looked like it was going up right inside the circle, and that wind just took it back near to the fence.
Yeah, the wind must be swirling in the... Because they're really playing havoc with these infielders. They're seeing it, but then it's like, oh, no, I'm in the wrong place.
Emily Nicholson was there, but she couldn't get her glove on it. So it keeps the count at 2-2 with one out here in the bottom of the second, no score. Fish is ready for Smoky Mountain. Here pitch is way outside. With the left hand catching Gracie Frady leaped up but couldn't get it, had to chase it back to the screen, and that's going to make the count 3-2 to Logan Matthews. Rhonda said, batting .333 coming into this ball game with four bombs. Swung on, and that has popped up down the right field line. Everybody giving chase, and that is foul as the wind took it and curved it foul by about a couple of feet. As home plate umpire Bruce Stevenson was dining on the spot to call that and see it.
Yeah, there was three people there, three players from Smoky Mountain, but it's like the wind is just making it go different directions. And they're having to do the basket catch because they don't know where it's going.
Michaela Tipton's been on deck, it seems, for about 20 minutes. As Logan Matthews has been popping things and fouling things off, but she's hanging tough at this at-bat. Here's Fish's offering. Called strike three. She checked her swing, but went on the inside part of the plate. Nice pitch by Fish, so she punches out Matthews for the second out of the inning, and that's going to bring up Michaela Tipton. Playing left field today, has one home run, a two-run variety. Fish's pitch, called strike, above the belt.
The difference between our girls and their girls in the batter's box, our girls are more at the plate. Their girls are up toward closer to the box. I'm wondering if that's something that will change, adjust later on.
Another strike on the outside part of the plate. Michaela Tipton laid off on it. Good pitching by Courtney Fish. She works very deliberately, where on the counterpart inside the circle, Micah James works like she's double parked in the parking lot. Next pitch, a big swing and a miss, and that's all. So Tipton strikes out, and the Bears go out in order. So we'll move to the top of the third inning with no score in this game. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
My Savings Plan from Wells Fargo is an online tool that allows you to set a savings goal and target end date and automatically track your progress. It comes free with a Wells Fargo savings account. You can get closer to your goals with automatic transfers from your Wells Fargo checking account to your savings account and watch your savings grow. You'll be surprised how a few simple steps can yield positive results. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo to discuss how My Savings Plan can help you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
As a nurse, I'm on my feet all day long. That's why I wear the Profoot 2-ounce Miracle insoles. I used to wear gel insoles, and then I learned they're 3 times heavier than the 2-ounce Miracle insoles. The 2-ounce Miracle insoles are so lightweight and extremely comfortable. Plus, the gel insoles cost almost twice as much as the 2-ounce Miracle insoles. I'm not going to pay more for gel insoles anymore.
Try the Profoot 2-ounce Miracle insoles with VitaFoam, available at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and other fine stores.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WBTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Pisgah Softball Complex. First pitch to Gracie Frady by Micah James was a strike right down the middle of the plate. Next pitch is another strike on the outside part of the plate. So quickly, James gets Frady in a hole of 0-2. A pitcher's duel is what we're locked in here, as James has 4 punch-outs and no walks, and struck her out. So 5 punch-outs for James here in the top of the third inning. And that's going to bring up McKinley Green for Smoky Mountain, the second baseman.
You know, this is something Micah needed. She needed to start a game and get in a rhythm.
Pitch aims the outside corner and knee high for a strike. So Green's in a hole 0-1, but James is just absolutely just bringing the heater. She's bringing cheese and saying, hit this. Another swing and a miss came up empty.
That was kind of like a curve or something. It kind of tailed away from the plate. She didn't know what hit her.
Gives them a steady diet of fastballs and then a little wrinkle. That was a wrinkle, a nice changeup followed by that curve, but that got out of her hand a little too late.
She's laughing about it. She knows that.
So that makes the count 1-2. James working quickly. Here's the next pitch, and that's fouled right towards us as I jerked.
I did too.
I don't know why I did that.
We got a fence in front of us.
We got a fence. We got a tent over top of us. So
we were ducking like it's coming straight for our head.
So a little humor here at the old ballpark is it's now 1-2. The next pitch swung on and missed, struck her out, blew the fastball by her. That's 6 punch outs for James. Here in 2 2/3 innings, and now that's going to bring up the number 9 hitter, Selena Thomason.
See, that's what I'm telling you. It's great to have it where you have so many pitchers on the team, and it really helps us out in the state playoffs, and Micah's on it today.
Next pitch is a fastball, blew the fastball on the inside part of the plate, past Thomason, who gave a weak swing at that, almost an excuse-me swing, looking for the ball outside. James brought it inside. Here's our 0-1 offering. Another weak swing and miss by Thomason. Now it's 0-2. James trying to strike out.
They're swinging at it. It's a rise ball, and it's rising very sharply at the plate.
Next pitch. Outside for ball. So James, so far, struck out 2 in the 1st, 2 in the 2nd, 2 in the 3rd right now. She has 6 strikeouts, looking for number 7 here. Next pitch is fouled out of play. Down the right field line, so Thomason came up with some type of excuse me swing and just stuck on her path and got a hold of it. Drove it down the right field line, but curved foul and out of play. Wind changing directions out there. Looks like it's blown from center to the left field foul pole now. So changeup was in the dirt. Makes that 2-2 run.
Even though that pitch didn't make it to is in the dirt, that changes the speed vision for the batter.
James working the lower half of the strike zone. Called strike 3, punch out number 7, and the no-hitter still intact for James. So she retires the Mustangs in order again. No runs, no hits, and no errors. And Rhonda, we move to the bottom of the third. No score in this ballgame.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by Ken Wilson Ford, winner of the top honor, the President's Award, Top B Allen Construction of Chandler, commercial, residential, grading, remodel, and by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville.
You know, you look at this, and nobody has got on by error, and nobody has got on by hit, and nobody has, and James has not issued a walk. In softball, as in baseball, that is called the perfect game.
It is
working on a perfect game.
She is working on a perfect game, and I'm telling you, Micah is focused today. She is like, I'm not going to let this happen to us. It's the senior leadership, give me the ball, let me out there, coach, I'll take care of business, the attitude that she's coming with.
Well, the Pisgah Black Bears will come to bat against Courtney Fish, who in her own right is throwing a no-no. She has allowed a walk and struck out two Black Bears, so here only two innings, though, but still, we're in locked any pitcher's duel. Here in the bottom of the third inning, and scheduled to face Fish, for the Black Bears will be Taylor Gallion, Bianca Burnett, and back up to the top of the lineup, and that'll be Hannah Hudson. So it'll be 8-9-1 here in the bottom of the third inning. Here comes the plate as Taylor Gallion checks into the right-hand hitter's box, and this is a player, Rhonda, that has come on strong lately.
Defensively, she's been really good. I mean, she made another great grab at North Henderson. I'm telling you, another ESPN highlight grab. We can just get her back going now.
Lays down a bunt in front. Fish gets it, throws over to first base. Just in time to get the fast and wheeling down that first base line, Taylor Gallion. So a bunt attempt by Taylor Gallion. Fish throws her out.
She's trying anything and everything to get on base.
That's going to bring up the number nine hitter, Bianca Burnett, the gazelle, who roams center field. And last year scored the winning run in the bottom of the seventh inning in the state championship game. Up to the plate, and she tries to lay one down, push it down the first baseline, but that one just a tad bit foul.
But you notice their first baseman is already way up. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't call it off and let her swing, because the ends are all, the first and third base are close.
This is ready to go. Here's her 0-1 pitch, and Seth swung on and grounded over to the first baseman. She bobbles it, and so that's going to be an error. So the no-hitter still intact, but an error on Emily Nicholson, who leaned over and just took a funny hop off the heel of her glove, allows Burnett, who is a threat on those bases.
Well, she was up close for the butt. They called it off, and then she had to turn sharply to get to the ball.
So Burnett reaches on an infield error, and that's going to bring up Hannah Hudson. She squares around as there goes Burnett, and she slides safely into second base. So another stolen base for the gazelle. And boy, she had that. She stole that on the, she just was motoring down there.
She was.
Girl's got some speed as the first pitch to Hannah Hudson was a ball. Next pitch, she squares around and lays it out to Courtney Fish. Burnett goes over to third, and Hudson is thrown out. So another comebacker, easy comebacker. That is a sacrifice bunt, which will not be recorded as a time at bat for Hannah Hudson.
But you're putting your runners in scoring position. You're playing a little small ball now and at least trying to get that zero, that goose egg off the board.
So that moves Burnett over to third, brings up Sheridan Presley, came in batting 519. First pitch is low and outside for a ball. As we said, the young sophomore, the left-hand hitter, is the top and leading hitter for the Black Bears in average. And only a sophomore. Wow. Next pitch is high for a ball. Nearly got by Gracie Frady, the catcher, who just leaped up off from her knees at almost looked like.
I'm telling you, it looked like she was going to bend herself over backwards.
Looked awkward when she landed.
Yeah, it did.
So 2-0 count to Presley. Fish is ready. Here's her 2-0 offering. Swing it on and ripped to center field. Over the head. That's going to bring in Burnett. It's a matter of how much, and Presley's going to pull up with a stand-up double off the base of the wall. And so Sheridan Presley with a two-bagger and an RBI, and that's the first run, is now Pisgah leads 1-0.
moving Bianca to the end of the lineup might be a valuable move because that's getting the runner on. Moving your hot hitters up a couple of bat positions might come in to be beneficial later on.
So that'll bring up Mahala Irvin, who walked her last time up. She's does not have an official at-bat. Fish is ready. Here's her pitch. First pitch is high and outside. Sheridan Presley on second base with that RBI double.
Her bat is just a tremendous sound.
Fish is ready. Here's her pitch. Way outside. So it's 2-0. And that is something you had talked about, is that the middle of the order, 3 and 4, have really struggled until last game, where three hits by Micah James, but leaving a lot of runners on base.
Curtis
swung out, and that's popped up through the stands. As you hear it hits the stands, is Mahala Irvin.
Everybody's watching where the ball going, ducking, moving, running.
One thing I've noticed about Mahala, she's not over swinging, so she's just trying to make solid contact.
And, you know, Walt, last Tuesday against North Henderson, kept showing her, she was dropping her shoulder, told her to hit the top of the ball, focus on top.
Ball in the dirt, that gets away, back to the screen, and there goes Presley to third base.
I don't think she would have got Presley even if she got back to the screen to get the ball, because Presley had such a big jump off that second base, there was no way.
But really, she does that. She's a very aggressive base runner, aggressive secondary lead out there.
Mm-hmm.
Next pitch, swinging out of the lift. That's to the fence. That's to the wall. That's going to score Presley. And welcome back, Mahala Irvin.
There you go, girl. That's what we've been needing.
So Mahala Irvin comes out and crushes one to the base of the left center field wall. And she's got the field covered.
Look at her. She's going, finally, I hit one, folks.
So the drought is over. Mahala Irvin officially comes out of it, and that's going to bring up Micah James as Brittany Troll goes in to run as a courtesy runner for Mahala Irvin.
I said it took one hit, one game, and maybe that breaks the ice.
Pitches low to Micah James, 1-0. Score here in the bottom of the third, Pisgah 2, Smoky Mountain nothing. Fish is ready. Here's her pitch to Micah James, and she started to just outside and a little high, so that makes the count 2-0.
She's really trying to lay off that one. It was really hard.
I love the reaction of her going back to the dugout. Called strike, painted the corner. Nice pitch by Fish. Good call by home plate umpire Bruce Stevenson.
She looked like Rocky when he climbed all them stairs.
Leaping up.
Yeah.
Hands up. Here's the 2-1 offering. Called strike right at the knees. Another good call by the home plate umpire. Nice changeup by Courtney Fish. Makes the count 2-2. Fish is ready. Just missed outside part of the plate. So now that makes the count 3-2. Brady is an excellent framer, can frame an outside pitch and pull it down in, hoping to get it, but Bruce Stevenson's seen that before. And that is way inside, so she loses James to walk. That's going to put runners at first and second.
Oh, man.
And they threw the ball back to the pitcher.
And it went by her. It rolled out in the outfield, and Brittany Troll was standing there watching it roll by her and then took off.
So Brittany Troll, alertly, when the ball got by from Brady to Fish, it got past her and rolled past second base. It woke up Troll and said, oh, I think I need to go to third. So James and the pitch runner for her is Casey Brown. And Casey Brown will be at first. Brittany Troll will be at third. Those are the courtesy runners, one for the catcher, one for the pitcher. So runners on the corners, and that's going to bring up Caitlin Hanna, who popped up to the first baseman her last time up. She's 0-1.
Oh, I'd love to see her jack another one out right now.
So that'll be in your scorebook. That'll be an error on the catcher. Pitches outside. Hanna, as the wind has died a little bit, just as she steps in, got one of the sweetest swings, uses all wrist and hand, and generates a lot of power.
Ted Williams.
Next pitch. cut the corner, as said Bruce Stevenson. So it's one ball, one strike.
She pitches a lot like Chelsea Stanfield, outside. She likes that outside corner.
This is ready. Here's a pitch. Nice swing by Hannum. Came up empty. Took the fastball and elevated it a little bit. Painting the knees and came up above the belt on that pitch. One ball, two strikes. Change up way outside. Evens the count at 2-2 with two outs here in the bottom of the third. Piska already has two runs in. Pitch is ready. Laid off the high fastball. Makes the count full at 3-2. Runners will not be going. There's not bases full, or there's no... have to wait a little.
Oh, Walt will send them. Two out, he'll send them. Any contact.
Swung out and fouled back behind the screen and out of play. So Hannah stays in there. That's just so sweet of a swing. It's almost like you take and put that on camera. Caitlin Hannah's swing is that just so all wrist. It's almost like she's not swinging hard, but she generates speed. And she just uses great wrist and fingers and forearms in her swing. So Fish is ready, has a 3-2 count. Here's her full count offering. Swung out. Wow! Foul almost hit Walt Leatherwood, who may need to get some catching gear, if anything, a catching mask.
He's going back to the fence even further now.
One of her patented line drives, head high. She's just got a sweet swing, and she's on it now. So here's Fish's offering. Ball four, she loses her. So she tried to go outside, but Hannah was laying off, so she walks, and that's going to bring up Logan Matthews, the designated hitter who struck out her last time, was called out on a nice pitch by Fish. So two runs so far in this inning on two doubles by Sheridan Presley and Mahala Irvin. They were run-producing doubles.
You know what would be so sweet for this kid right now is hit a Grand Slam home run.
Logan Matthews.
She needs something positive to happen in her life.
Pitches low and inside, ball one. Fish has nowhere to put anybody. You know, Logan Matthews, so she's got a pitch to her. It's 1-0 here in the bottom of the third. Piska leads Smoky Mountain 2-0. Fish gets her sign. Here's the pitch. Swung out, and that's popped up to center field. In comes a center fielder, and a nice Willie Mays style reach out nonchalant grab to end the inning. I don't know. I just reached out and said, look, and I'm closing my eyes and it's going in. I don't know. But great grab by the center fielder, Selena Thomason, for the Smoky Mountain Mustangs. So that's off of Piska. They get two runs on two hits, and there was one error. And so we move to the top of the fourth inning, Piska 2. Smoky Mountain 0. We'll be back after these messages. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Piska softball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union, local people helping people for almost 80 years. Now back to Piska Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Piska softball complex. It's in the top of the fourth inning. A 1-0 count to the leadoff hitter Tate Sutton. Popped up and out of play, even to count at 1-1. James working on a perfect game through three innings. And trying to keep that perfection going here in the top of the fourth inning. She has already six, seven punch-outs, swung on, and that could be it. That's going to drop in front of Michaela Tipton, so the no-hitter and the perfect game goes out the window on a bloop single by Tate Sutton here in the top of the fourth inning. Just hit it where nobody could get to it.
Michaela was playing a little further back because Tate Sutton is a good hitter, so I don't know if it was just she just didn't get a good hit on it.
Swung around, bunted out in front, and that hits the runner. She's going to be in the batter's box, so that's only a foul ball. Did not hit her outside the batter's box. If that ball would have hit her outside those lines, she would have been called out. But great job by Bruce Stevenson to be right there on that play.
He was on it and emphatic about the call, too.
He let everybody know in the park of the call. So here's the pitch, and that's one and bunted foul picked up by Caitlin Hanna. So that's two strikes now on Joseline Barker, the shortstop, who struck out her last time. Micah James has allowed one hit so far in this game and punched out seven Mustangs. On deck is Emily Nicholson, the first baseman. Swung on, and that is stabbed by James, who flips over to first, so Sutton will go down to second base. A line drive comebacker that James reached down to pick, picked at her knee, just got a glove on it, and it just kind of slid out, so she took the better part of valor. Instead of trying to make two and make something disastrous happen, she just got the back runner.
That's what you need to do, put an out on the board.
Nicholson pops up the first pitch out of play, 0-1. So Sutton, who singled and ruined the perfect game and no-hit bid by Micah James, is at second base now.
But it won't rattle James. She don't care about the no-hit. She just wants a win. That's all she cares about right now.
She's working with a 2-0 lead here in the top of the fourth inning. Next pitch is a changeup in the dirt. Nice block by Mahala Irvin.
I don't think the Smoky Mountain Runners are going to get much on Mahala. She's a little bit quicker than their catcher.
1-1 offering by James. Here it is. Swung on, and that's driven to center field. And there's Bianca Burnett. Great running grab. Running back to the wall at the warning track in right center field. Stole extra base hit from Emily Nicholson, and the Gazelle strikes again.
She's starting to come on again. And, the outfield struggled the first couple of games, but I'm telling you right now, this is going to be a tremendous outfield.
That brings up Courtney Fish, who struck out her first time up, called strike at the knees by James. Beautiful defensive play by the center fielder and senior, Bianca Burnett, what looked to be an RBI double in the making. Swung on, and that was off the face mask and shoulder pad of Bruce Stevenson. That hurt.
Oh, I guarantee you did.
His big cut by Courtney Fish went off something, and Bruce just kind of shaking it off. So the umpire's ready. James is ready. She's working quickly. Just missed with a fastball on the outside part of the plate. One ball, two strikes.
And it did just miss. It was a little bit out there.
Two outs here. Sutton at second, swung on, and that's lying to Mike. That's over her head, so that's going to score a run as Courtney Fish drives in Sutton for one run. And so a double by Courtney Fish.
Did you
that
think
went over the head and curved over
her head? It did. It curved there at the end like it was just Michaela turned around, and then all of a sudden it went to the left. I mean, just moved.
And that makes the great defensive play by Bianca Burnett ever big. Because that right there could have been a couple more runs. Big swing and a miss by Lindsay Buchanan, the designated hitter. She goes in the hole 0-1 to Micah James. So now the score is 2-1 in favor of the Black Bears here in the top of the fourth inning. That's fouled up and out of play.
You know, I said at the beginning of the show, it's going to be interesting to see how Michaela plays left field.
Mm-hmm. Ready to go. Here's the pitch, and that is flying foul just by a foot. As hugging the line was Caitlin Hanna, but that was hit harder than what she thought, and that got fired. But fortunately for the Black Bears, it was foul. Ready to go here. Here's the pitch, a changeup, and that's grounded over to Sheridan Polley. they're waiting for the call, and they're going to call her out. They called the runner, and that's interference at the end of the inning. She had to allow the fielder. There was a collision if Sheridan Presley went to go field it, and Fish ran into Sheridan Presley, and that is player interference, runner interference. So the runner is out, and so that's going to end the inning. So we move to the bottom of the fourth inning as the Mustangs slice into the Black Bears' lead as Biscuit leads Smoky Mountain 2-1.
Biscuit Girls Varsity Softball sponsored by Ken Wilson Ford, winner of the Ford's Top Honor Award, the President's Award, B. Allen Construction, Ken of Candler, Commercial Residential Grading and Remodeling, and by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville. Yeah, I think Smoky Mountain coach is out there asking a little bit about that, but
right.
You're right. She had to give the defensive person a chance to catch the ball, and when she didn't,
right.
I mean, Courtney Fish is a big girl.
Right, right. And she ran into Sheridan Presley, who didn't go down. She just kind of looked at her and looked at her and said, what are you doing?
Yeah. That would have been a good WWE match right now.
Sheridan Presley. All them little Hispanic wrestlers with the mask on and everything.
Yeah. We can put Sheridan in one of them. Viva Andre.
Oh, we're having a great time at the old ballpark.
I put my money on Presley. Thank you, Tiger.
Kick her shin. Kick her shin.
Get her old.
All right, folks, we're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Courtney Fish is still inside the circle. She'll face Michaela Tipton, Taylor Gallion, and Bianca Burnett here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 7-8-9 in the order for the Black Bears. Tipton struck out her last time up. The Black Bears lead the Mustangs 2-1 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. A close game, a nice pitching duel. But the third inning seemed to be the bugaboo for Fish last inning. His first pitch to Tipton was in strike.
Same location, the last pitch she pitched her. She's going to go outside on her.
Fish is ready. Here's her 0-1 offering, high and outside. 1-1. On deck is Taylor Gallion. Fish is working slowly. Gets her sign. Here's her pitch. Swung on, and that's popped up around the plate. Brady reaches, and that falls foul about a foot and hits her glove. So Brady, that will not be an error charge. That's a difficult play with this wind here at the ballpark swirling around as Brady made the great play to get herself in position, but the wind took it just as she got her mask off. So Tipton hangs in there with an 0-2 count. Excuse me, 1-2 count. Swung on, and that is driven to right center field. Could be back on gets second by. Captain with her second bomb of the year.
There's the bats coming alive. That's what we needed. What we haven't had in the last two games. I mean, against North Henderson, you could tell it was coming. They hit a lot better. And this time, now this is when you need the bats to come alive.
So Tipton touches all the pillows out there in the infield and gets her second home run of the season. And gives the Black Bears a 3-1 lead, a shot over the right center field wall.
Now, I tell you, Taylor Gallion's up the bat. Don't be surprised if they don't try to bunt and get her on again. They just barely got her the last time.
Taylor Gallion. Standing fall cross-country runner. Like someone down the third field line. It's going to be trouble, and that's not going to get her. That's going to be an infield single off Taylor Gallion. Nice call, Rhonda.
Hey, just got to get the kid on base. She's too fast. You can't let her sit on the bench. I mean, you put her on, you got some speed on her, puts pressure on the pitcher.
She executed a perfectly placed bunt down the third base line, deadened it, and just rolled, and there you can't get that speedster. So Gallion on first, nobody out, and that's Bianca Burnett. And there goes Gallion down the second. She's going to get in there standing as the throw kind of gets away. So a stolen base by Gallion.
The shortstop did a great job to keep that ball from getting to the outfield.
A little more life in the from the Pisgah fans and the bench after that home run by Michaela Tipton here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Bunted out in front, tried to push it down the first baseline, pushed it too far, pushed it foul. So it makes the count now 1-1 to Bianca Burnett.
making the defense stay on their toes. They don't know if we're going to bunt or going to swing. One minute she's swinging, the next minute she's bunting. So you don't know what she's going to do this time.
Fish is ready to go. Galleon at second base. Burnett busts it out in front of the plate. Brady's out there, throws a strike. Oh, it gets away. Past the second baseman. Here comes Galleon. Throw on the plate. She's going to get in there. Stallion standing is Bianca Burnett, races down the second base, so that will be an error on the catcher.
When she threw that ball to home, Bianca Burnett automatically took off. She waited to see which way they were going to throw it, then she took off.
So Knott makes the score 4-1, and the manager for Smoky Mountain is going to take time and come out with two Courtney Fish. That was a great hunt by Bianca Burnett to try and push Galleon over the third.
Now, this is what's getting back to him again. You got Bianca on the bottom of the lineup now. Okay. I think that's the smartest move that Coach Goodwin's made. All right, you got Taylor Galleon already bunting to get on. Now you've got Bianca bunting to get on. And now you got Luke coming up to bat. Hannah Hudson, top of the order, another speedster can get on. Then you got Sheridan Presley.
You know what you want to do, and that's right. You want to put runners on when you get to the thumpers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you start to get the 3-7, like we said, that's where all the home run production comes, and that's the big thumpers in the lineup.
You don't need to have these solo home runs or these two home runs. Put some runners on there. Make it grand slams. Make it count. Make it hurt. 3-4 runs.
They ought to get shirts called Thump. Thump. You know, thump
exactly
on the back. If you're reading this, I just hit one out. All right, that's
great
up. Hannah Hudson, who squares a run and lays one down. That's thrown over to first. And that's going to get away from the first baseman. That'll be another error. Here comes Burnett. So small balls working as the Smoky Mountain Mustangs are imploding as a third baseman for Smoky Mountain. Your Abby Swanee came in and threw the ball away on the bunt, so that's going to be an error on the third baseman. And that will move Hudson down to second, score Burnett. Now that makes a score 5-1, and that's going to bring up Presley, who takes ball one.
You're putting speedsters three in a row, bump, bump, bump. You're putting pressure on the defense. You got to make them make that perfect throw.
Presley hit an RBI double her last time up. Swats at it, pops it up in the infield, and that's hauled in by Frady, so that's going to retire Presley. Tried to swat it to left field and just got up underneath it.
Courtney Fish nearly run over her own player that time.
A nice grab by the catcher from Smoky Mountain, Gracie Frady. So that's going to bring up the start of the thumpers. Mahala Irvin, who broke out last inning with a big thumping RBI double.
In the Rocky celebration.
Swing out of the middle, it's gone!
There it is, baby!
That ball is gone! Took them all, Mahala Irvin!
There you are, Miss Mahervin, Mahala, where have you been, girl? We needed you 2 games ago.
A 2-run blast to right center field, and that's going to push the Black Bears lead to 7-1.
Coach Goodwin sits up to her across the line, like probably said, there you go, girl. That's what you've been waiting on.
Holy cow.
We could be the Welcome Back Cotter song. Welcome back, welcome back.
They got thumped in this part of the lineup. 3-7, we talked, and there's 2 home runs already from in the lineup, 3-7. That's 14 home runs by that, you know, in production out of the thumpers.
I like the change of the lineup. It's putting pressure on... You lower part, you put pressure on the defense to play the small ball. In the middle part of the order, you just put pressure on the pitcher, period.
So now that's the lead is 7-1 over Smoky Mountain. And there's a big change at the...
And you can't blame Courtney for all this because a lot of the runs were because of errors to throw into the first base on the small ball.
We've had time as there has been a pitching change as the manager for Smoky Mountain came out to take out Courtney Fish. And that's going to bring up the new pitcher will be a left-handed pitcher. Number 12 will be Alexis Hardy. So they'll lose the designated hitter.
Well, here's another lefty. We haven't seen a lefty since Chelsea Stanfield.
That is correct.
So I'm kind of interested to see how we do. Now now you got Courtney Fish going to play third. And I'm not being mean or anything, folks, but when you play small ball, if you don't have the speeds on the end to come in to get it,
mm-hmm.
and they just reduced their speed by putting her at third and the other Emily Nicholson at first, because both the girls are big. I would take advantage of it.
You know what it also does is that when you play small ball with your top and your bottom of your quarter and you get to the thumpers, then all of a sudden you get those guys that are playing small ball, they get good pitches to hit because you're thinking, okay, if they're going to go small ball, I got to put it in there with a little heat to it. So when they bunt it, it'll bunt it out to one of my players.
Mm-hmm.
If I put something off speed to the plate and they bunt it, it's going to get into that zone where it's going to be difficult to field.
Mm-hmm.
Then once you get runners on, what do? You back away from using your off-speed pitches because you got to throw strikes to get yourself out of the inning, and the thumpers start seeing, you know, fastballs.
And then not only that, if you use the slow pitches, you've got so much speed on the bases, and you've got the gazelle and all them that want to steal, and you're having trouble with your catcher throwing to second, take advantage of it.
So there's a lot of things that you play into going to the, you know, to small ball. And utilizing putting runners on, because you want runners on when the thumpers come to the plate. And here's another thumper, and this is going to be Micah James. First pitch by Hardy is a strike at the knees.
She's got a funny delivery. She bounces twice before she delivers. It's kind of strange.
Fastball on the outside part of the plate. So Alexis Hardy gets James 0-2 here with one out. And Pisgah already has scored 5 runs here in the bottom of the fourth and leads 7-1. Swung on and driven to right field. Get down. Just foul that hook. Foul by about a foot.
The wind must have pushed it that way because it looked beautiful when it left her bat. She said, "You throw me one more out there, I'm going to show you where I'm going to take it." That's what Micah's saying.
On deck is Caitlin Hanna, as they brought in Alexis Hardy with the heart of the thumpers.
And she pitches that outside corner just like Chelsea Stanfield. This might be good for us.
Pitches high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Waste pitch by Hardy. Nice looking fastball by the left-hander from Smoky Mountain. Here's her next pitch in the dirt. Evens the count at 2-2. Just joined us here on WPTL 920 AM or WPTLradio.net. It is 7-1 Pisgah. Swung on and threw it to right field. Could be off the wall, off the top of the wall. She missed a home run, and that'll be a double for Micah James. That hit 1 foot above from going out.
I thought it was gone. I mean, really, it looked good when it left the bat, and then all of a sudden it just kind of hits the top of the, right below the red on the outside skin.
That's going to bring up Caitlin Hanna, who will be the eighth batter in this inning. Still one out, and Pisgah leads 7-1. Swing on, and that's gone. That ball is gone, no doubt, out of here. Caitlin Hanna just drilled a 2-run shot
right over the state championship sign, and it probably bounced into the river.
So another bomb here in this inning, a third home run here in the fourth inning, pushes the score to 9-1.
This is what these girls needed. They needed an offensive performance to get the monkey off their back, to get the doubt out of their minds, the I could have done this or done that. I mean, just play the game.
So you've had 3 home runs, a bunt single, a double. You've had bombs going out everywhere, and now it's Logan Matthews, and you're still not out of the thumper part of the lineup. As Matthews with Tipton.
3-1.
Swung on and fouled back, so makes the count 1-1 to Matthews.
And Smoky Mountain's not that bad of a team, folks. We're not sitting here saying that they're that bad of a team. It's just we are hitting on all cylinders.
Fastball just missed outside. Hardy trying to paint that outside corner, keeping it away from Logan Matthews, who already this season has 4 bombs. Makes the count 2-1. Swung out and fouled out of play. Please don't hit my car.
Oh. It hit somebody.
It's not mine.
What?
I keep my car in.
You learned that first couple of games, didn't you?
Go my wife's car.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. Honey.
I'm wondering where the expedition is.
Honey.
Oh, don't tell me the expedition's out of gas again on the side of the road.
Oh, no. It is empty, though. It's
I was about it.
I was not. I didn't have time to go to the gas station.
I'm telling you, E does not stand for enough. It stands for empty. I got to teach you.
What did that state trooper say to me? He said,
you got a gas record now.
I got a gas record done twice.
He's on probation. I'm his probation officer. He has to check in daily with me.
We're waiting on the ball to get in here. Is they getting a few balls?
Balls in?
Balls are... We're putting words together. I'm sorry, folks.
And they the Yankees talk about us talking. Man, at least we know what we're
saying. Everybody's bit to change up and line foul. They were trying to get the ball into the park. We have fun here. Okay, ninth hitter in this inning, still with one out. This
okay.
guy has scored seven times here and hit three home runs. Matthews already has four this season, looking for a fifth. Swung out and fouled out of play. She's hanging tough. Serena Goodwin sat down Logan to give her a little bit of time to focus, and she swings and misses, strikes her out. So that's two outs now, and who started all this with a solo shot is Michaela Tipton, who hit her second home run to get spark this team.
And she needs a little confidence, too. She had been struggling at the bat. And she's not a bad hitter. She's a very good hitter.
Pitch is a fastball at the knees. So 0-1. Tipton. It was kind of dead around here until she rocked him out of here.
Her dad paces the whole game. He does not sit. He is, a very nervous person, but great man, I'm telling you.
So Hardy working for the 2-0 count, ball in the dirt, 3. Is that 3-1?
I think she has a strike. I think
yeah,
the three, board is wrong.
2-1. It should be 2-1.
It should be 2-1. We'll see if Bruce will hold his fingers up. We'll probably get a...
On deck is Taylor Gallion. This is the 10th batter of the inning.
2-1.
2-1. Very good.
We were right. We're on it, Chuck.
Here's Hardy's pitch. Swung on and line to center field. Oh, past the diving shortstop, Jocelyn Barker. Made a valiant effort, but that was ripped to center field.
She had to go down to get that. Did you see how low she got to hit that ball?
She took one off the ground, and I mean, she just scorched it. Left tracks in the infield, and that's going to bring up Taylor Gallion, who's 1-for-2 in this game with a single. Tipton jumps off first. They cannot get leads here, so when we do say secondary lead, the moment the ball arrives at home plate, right?
Yeah.
The moment the ball arrives at home plate, they can bounce off.
No, it has to leave the pitcher's hand.
Gotcha. Leaves the pitcher's hand.
As soon as it leaves the pitcher's hand, she has to stay on the bag until it leaves the pitcher's hand. As soon as it leaves the pitcher's hand, she can come off the bag. But you have such a short distance. It's not like baseball. You have such a short distance from the pitcher's mound to home plate. It's hard to steal.
Hardy's ready. Here's her 1-1 offering. Fouled back by Gallion. Makes the count 1-2. 7 runs on 6 hits so far here in the 4th inning. Next pitch is low. Evens the count at 2-2. Hardy working the knees and the outer part of the plate. Here's her delivery. Swung out and that popped up and that's going to fall out of play.
Oh, I thought that was going to hit us in the top of the tent.
So now that keeps Gallion in there still with a 2-2 count here in the bottom of the 4th. Pistol leads 9-1. Tipton on first, who singled and hit a home run this inning. Just missed high and outside for a ball, 3-2.
Taylor's being more patient at the plate, being more selective. Instead of hurrying and hitting the first pitch, you see.
Already ready. Here's her pitch. Low. And that's going to walk her. So she loses Galleon, and that's going to bring up Bianca Burnett. You know, there was a lot of there's been three home runs this inning, as I mentioned before, but the one most impressive was Caitlin Hammond.
Right over the state championship sign. I mean,
Lord.
Beautiful.
I mean, she hit some towering
and
shots,
said,
and you know they're gone.
I thought you that's said
gone.
We weren't going to have any days. We
thought it was. Bianca Burnett takes the first pitch for a strike. Little do I know. And those home runs have been, most of those home runs have been hit to right field other than Hannah's, and still Hannah hit it into the teeth of the wind.
Mm-hmm.
Look out, and that's flying to right field. A great running grab by the right fielder to retire. That's Kate Sutton. So that's all for Pisces. They get 7 runs on 6 hits. And they leave 2 runners. And when we move to the top of the 5th inning, Pisgah 9, Smoky Mountain 1, will be back after these messages. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
With the tax deadline quickly approaching, we at H&R Block would like to suggest a few thousand reasons why you should trust your taxes to us.
$2,560.
$5,498.
$1,253.
April 17th is just around the corner. Don't risk your refund. At H&R Block, we guarantee you won't leave money on the table. Call 1-800-HR-BLOCK or visit hrblock.com and never settle for less. Results will vary. Every tax situation is different. If you make an error on your return that entitles you to a smaller tax liability, we'll refund our fee for that return. See tax office for details.
Nutritionists and scientists agree that blueberries have amazing antioxidant properties, but eating blueberries alone won't get you all the health benefits you need. That's why I created Blue Science, a revolutionary line of nutritional supplements combining the best of blueberries, blueberry extracts, and other special plant extracts. One capsule of Blue Science contains more pterostilbene than 500 cartons of blueberries. Pterostilbene is a compound found in blueberries that helps your body's cellular activities. Unlock the power of blueberries with Blue Science. Available at Walgreens and GNC.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479. For B. Allen Construction. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the ballpark as the leadoff hitter Abby Swanay bunts the ball down the third baseline for an infield single. Ball was airmailed a little bit, but yet she did not advance. There was no play that third baseman Caitlin Hannah was not able to get her.
We got some changes. There's not Caitlin's not at third. That's Brittany Trull.
Gotcha.
Playing third now. And you got Casey Brown out in left field replacing Tipton. And we got Mason McCracken on first replacing Sidney Parrish.
Outstanding. Those are defensive changes here in the top of the fifth inning. Pisgah leads 9-1. And that is going to bring up Gracie Brady, the catcher who struck out. James, already this game, has allowed 3 hits, only 1 run, punched out 7 Mustangs, and hasn't walked batters. That is slapped down the third baseline and goes foul. So we're in the top of the fifth inning as the Black Bears lead the Mustangs 9-1 in this Western North Carolina Athletic Conference game from the Pisgah Softball Complex. Pisgah just went deep 3 times last inning, swung out and fouled back by Frady. So she hangs in there with an 0-2 count as Swanee's at first. That was a great bunt, by Swanee to lead off here in the bottom of the fifth inning for Smoky Mountain.
It's like they're going to give us a dose of our own medicine.
Swung on, and that was an excuse me swing, and a beautiful changeup by. That's one where your brain split 10 times, and you're trying to figure out what the heck's happening. If that ball just takes all day to get to the plate.
Micah had her so far out, it wasn't even funny.
Swung on and missed, and so that is her 8th strikeout of the game as she strikes out free for the first out here in the top of the fifth inning. So 8 punch outs for James, and she's pitching a 3-hit gem here, and that's going to bring up McKinley Green. the second baseman, and we look like we might be getting a pitch hitter.
Yeah, I think number 33 is up to...
That would be Ashley Doolin. So Ashley Doolin is going to bat for McKinley Green here in the eighth hole for the Mustangs. Swung on, and that is grounded over to Taylor Galliens. He flips over to first. That's the only place he had to retire Doolin for the second out in this inning. And that's going to bring up the number nine hitter, Selena Thomas.
Perfectly played by Taylor. She was right on it. She waited. She ran up on the ball, grabbed it, went for the easy out.
James trying to keep the Mustangs here in check in the fifth. The runner at second. First pitch is knee-high, called strike by home plate umpire Bruce Stevenson, who's done a marvelous job behind the plate all game.
He's been consistent, and that's what you want.
Swung on, and that popped up out of play. JV game will be about 15 minutes at the conclusion of this game.
And they haven't played in 2 weeks.
Poor girls.
Jeez.
They'll be jammed up at the tail end
of the game. Well, they did have a 2-0 lead on Tuscola at the top of the first before the rainout, so they'll resume that tomorrow also.
That pitch is grounded over to Galleon again. She flips over to Macy McCracken.
Easy.
And McCracken hauls that in, and that's all for the Mustangs. One hit, they strand that runner, and so we move to the bottom of the fifth inning. Pisgah 9, Smoky Mountain 1.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville. By Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor, the President's Award, and by B. Allen Construction of Candler, commercial, residential, grading, and remodeling. B. Allen. There's one thing we haven't mentioned, Chuck, and we need to get this in. Drawdown. Folks, drawdown tickets are for sale. If you need one, you can come to the ballpark while we're here. There's plenty of coaches here that have them. It's May 19th. They've changed just in case we're in the state playoffs this year. But it's a $100 ticket. It goes all to the athletic department, every bit of the money. It's the one-time fundraiser that Pisgah has. Folks, we need the money so that we can keep building these facilities for these kids to keep playing and give them the best equipment and not have to charge fees like they do in Buncombe County for bus rides and everything else. You don't understand how well that helps this program here. So if you need a ticket, come to the ballpark, get one. If you know a coach, call them. Tell them you want one. $100. It goes for a good cause. Grab them while you can.
That is a special night every year. That annual event, the drawdown, is anywhere from $35,000 to $40,000 are raised at each drawdown.
And it keeps the parents from having to work the concession stand, run the ticket booth, sell candy or something. It's the one dumb thing that we have that the parents can condemn and set and watch enjoy their kid play.
Just one thing, about 5 years ago, before your brother passed, he was trying to outbid me on a, and I said, are you going to buy this? And he goes, no. And I said, well, what are you doing? You keep bidding me up on this jersey. I was bidding for somebody else. Anyhow, your brother always tormenting me. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning, and leading off will be Hannah Hudson, followed by Sheridan Presley and Mahala Irvin. On the mound still is the relief pitcher, Alexis Hardy, a left-hander. She came in relief for Courtney Fish in the fourth inning. 7-run fourth for the Black Bears. Next pitch to Hannah Hudson, called strike, evens the count at 1-1. Hudson has 0-for-2 in this game, reached base on an error and scored a run, had a sacrifice bunt, grounded a nice easy comeback. Next pitch is called strike, painted at the corner. Hudson was looking at that one. Makes the count now 1-2.
I figured she'd try to bunt and get on, but I think she's going to let her hit this time.
Check swing and fouled it. That was an excuse me, do something. That was one of those changeups. She said, you know, it's like
you hit it with the end of her bat.
Okay, you know, James, you can throw one of those blue changeups in there. I'll throw one. She just kind of tapped it foul. Here's Hardy's pitch. Fastball low and in the dirt. That makes the count 2-2. Hudson leading off, followed by Presley and Irvin, scheduled up here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Black Bears lead 9-1. Swung on and fouled back against the screen, so Hudson hanging in there.
That's a good cut on that.
Absolutely. Outfield playing straight away for the senior right fielder, going on, and she pops that up out of place, and she continues to hang tough as Courtney Fish gave chase to the screen and watched it fall safely to the ground. Large crowd here at the Pisgah Softball Complex, standing room only. Here's the pitch in the dirt, ball three, so Hannah Hudson fell quickly in a hole and has worked hardy to a full count now.
She's another one of those seniors that it's really come on. She came on last year.
Swung on, and that is popped up down the third base line as a trio of Mustangs give chase, but it falls just in front of the fence. And so Hannah hangs in there, still with a 3-2 count. As
our sidelines are very wide, so mm-hmm. there's a lot of room to chase them down, but that was a little bit too far for them.
Hardy's ready. Here's her 3-2 offering. Swung on, and that's fouled out of play. An excellent at bat, Hannah, that's fouled off the last five pitches. So this now makes them a 10-pitch at bat. This will be the 11th pitch in this at bat. Buffalo. So an excellent at bat by Hannah Hudson. Comes a walk from Alexis Hardy, and that's going to bring up Sheridan Presley, who is 1-for-3 in this game with an RBI double off the base of the right center field wall.
What's she do for another big hit?
Lefty against lefty as the sophomore Sheridan Presley takes strike one at the knee.
She did well against Stanfield.
Mm-hmm.
She was 2-for-3 then, so she likes left-hand pitching.
Swung on, and that fouled out of play as she swats at that thing, just got up underneath it. She's got great wrist and hand.
Mm-hmm.
Well coached. The daughter of the athletic director and head football coach, David Presley.
Yeah, I used to see her down as the ball boy, girl.
All inside is Brady throws down the first behind Anna Hudson. Not in time, so it makes the count 1-2.
When she was younger, I mean, she was down there. She could throw the ball better than the boys.
Swung on and running to right field. There's her second hit of the game for Sheridan Presley. So that puts her at 2-for. You go 2-for-4 in your average drop. That's bad.
I know.
Came in batting .519. Yeah. Now gets her second hit, a line shot to right field. And that's going to bring up Mahala Irvin.
But she would take 500 each time she played.
Irvin working on a 2-for-2 game right now. Pitch is way outside as we got sirens going everywhere.
I thought this coming to take me away.
So 1-ball, no strike count. Here's Hardy. Here's a pitch. Swing on, and that is line. But nice scoop on the third baseman as Hannah flies in the third.
She didn't quite make it. Her feet came out.
Courtney Fish made a great play on that line, one hopper. And so that's going to retire Irvin, who hit it hard, but just hit it at Fish, who's now playing at third base. So she reaches on base. She'll stay there, and that forces Hudson at third, and that's Micah James now. She pops that thing up down the right field line, and that's curving foul.
She's the only one that's not hit a home run today, right?
That is correct. James missed that one out here off the top of the wall.
Oh, she's due then.
Oh, you think you're going to call these shots? You Babe Arutha?
I'm Babe Arutha. My grandmother used to call me Ruthie.
Okay.
Matter of fact, that is my middle name.
Runners at first and second. One out here in the bottom of the fifth. Pisgah leads Smoky Mountain 9-1. 1-1 count to Micah James. Here's Hardy's pitch. In the dirt again. 2-1. Trying to keep that away from the power hitter.
I tell you, Sheridan is killing this umpire. This catcher. She's so far off the base when she pitches.
Pitch low and away again. So now it is 3-1 to Micah James with Caitlin Hanna on deck. James and Matthews, members of the Thumpers. That's ball four. So now the bases are loaded for Caitlin Hanna. Could we get another granny?
Hey, that sounds good to me.
Faces are full.
Oh, Granny Troll.
No, Granny Troll. Correct. So Troll comes in. She's got a bat. We apologize for the EMS going by. here comes in Presley. She's going to score a run, and that ball gets away, but nice backed up.
By the first baseman.
By the first baseman, Emily Nicholson.
So
a wild pitch scores Presley. Makes the score 10-1. Now I can hear myself think.
Whatever's going on is going on right behind the ballpark here. So
pitch is outside for a ball. We have police and EMS.
And traffic's backed up here at the four-way stop, so I'm wondering if somebody wrecked at the four-way stop here above us. You never can tell.
Pitch to Brittany Trolls, fouled out of play.
Ooh.
Runners at second and third.
That was close to my car.
Mahala Irvin represents the activation of the 10-run rule. She's at third base. If Fiske can score that run, the game is over with.
Brittany's a good hitter.
Swung on and grounded to third base. Nice stop by Fish. I'll tell you what, so that's going to be an infield single, but prevented Mahala Irvin as Fish just dove and grabbed it. That is a web gem by that baseman for Smoky Mountain.
He's a good athlete. I said it at the end of the game. She played all three sports at Smoky Mountain, so you can't discredit the kid.
That young lady has made two of those plays this inning, and that's going to bring up Logan Matthews.
Down to the knees and
big swing and a miss. She was going yard on that one.
She says, I'm going to join in on the bumper party.
And Alexis Hardy gave her best heater, so she brought the cheese. Swung on and check swing fouled down into right first baseline.
Looked like an excuse me swing.
So Irvin at third, James at second, Troll at first, Logan at the plate. Pitch misses low and away, even makes the count now, one ball, two strikes. One out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Ball two, low and inside.
Now she's going to make her have to either give her a perfect pitch or put me here and score that way.
One more. Here goes the pitch. Swing out, and that's it. Line drive to the wall as Logan Matthews ends this game. So the final here from the Pisgah Softball Complex, as Mahala Irvin touches the plate, is the Black Bears 11, Smoky Mountain 1.
Well, because they let Micah James come in to score two, so they give her two runs.
Yeah, but they'll activate, they'll take that one off. So the final score from Pisgah is 11-1 here at the Pisgah Softball Complex. We'll be back for our post-game show in a minute. This is WPTL 920 AM. Softball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernets.
Welcome back to the Pisgah Softball Complex. It is a final here on this Friday afternoon as the Black Bears get off the two-game skid with an 11-1 victory over Smoky Mountain. The winning pitcher for the Black Bears will be Micah James, who was just a stellar performance, gave up, scattered three hits, punched out eight Mustangs, and did not allow a walk. Excuse me, she has nine strikeouts. And so that is an outstanding performance as from Micah James. And the big hitters, the thumpers came out big here as Sheridan Presley had two hits, a double, an RBI double and a single. Mahala Irvin broke out with an RBI double and a two-run home run. Micah James had a double to go with her a 1-for-2 day. Caitlin Hanna had a 2-run bomb that just absolutely nearly hit the press box of the football stadium. I mean, that thing was gone. Logan Matthews had the game, you know, to end the game, activated the 10-run mercy rule with a bases-loaded single in her only hit of the game. And then there was Michaela Tipton, who sparked that 7-run fourth inning. And she hit a bomb and had a single also in that same inning. So she had a home run and a single. She was 2-for-3. And then Taylor Gallion had one hit. So 9 hits all and 3 home runs. And that was a big day as Pisgah broke out of their 2-game slump and got back on track. It's, Rhonda Byrd's going to get the head, the manager, and 2 players. And we
this
go from there.
This was a big win for us. We needed this to get, and we needed the performance we got from the pitching coach.
Well, we've got the winning manager, which will be Serena Goodwin, in a moment, and she's bringing over Micah James. So, and Rhonda, I'll turn this over to you as you do your post-game interview first with the winning pitcher, and that's Micah James.
Micah, great performance today. I know that the 2 losses y'all really took hard, and you took it to heart. Now, how does it feel to come out here, perform like you did in the circle, and then the way the bats came alive for y'all?
I think we did great. We came back with a good win, and we showed a lot of heart. And I think those 2 losses definitely woke us up. And I think we're going to start playing as a team more, and I think we're just going to be a lot stronger now.
Well, you struggled at the bat, and so has Mahava. So it's really been hard, and it's like you 2 struggling. It's like draws the team down. But today, it was like, okay, we decided we're going to play. We're going to show y'all something.
Yeah, we've been working a lot harder at practice because we know we've been wanting to get out of our slumps because it's never fun to go through a slump and it frustrates you and it really hurts you. So we've been working hard and now I think we're back and I think we'll be good.
This win, what does it mean to you being as a senior pitching and your teammates coming up for you, Vic?
I just wanted to take on the responsibility that Serena gave to me of being out there and I was going to try my hardest. And I know Logan doesn't feel good, so I'm going to be there for her whenever she needs me. I'm going to have her back. So I'm just there for the team.
Great job, kid. Great job. All I got to say is welcome back, Carter. Where have you been, son? I tell you, you struggled. You have been in a slump. You have tried your hardest. You have been the hardest person. You've been the hardest criticism on yourself than any coach could ever do. How did it feel today to come out? We know you had that rocky, like, oh, yeah, maybe I did it. But how does it feel today?
It feels good because I know it's not just myself that I'm let down. It's my team that I'm let down because they depend on everybody. It's the whole team, and I wasn't doing my job. So it felt good to come out here and actually do my job and be a part of the team again.
That home run, how did it feel to knock it out of the park? Because you have been struggling. And that was what I think lifted the team today.
It felt really good because I knew after that, because for some reason every time we hit a home run, it starts being consecutive and we always do it. And it just felt good to be able to come out of my slump like that. So it was awesome.
This 2-game slump you've been on, Micah just touched on it about how it's really woke y'all up. Do you feel the same way?
Yes, I really do feel the same way because I think we needed this win, especially with our last loss because we shouldn't have lost that game. And it was just really devastating, and I think this really brought us back together as a team, and we bonded really good today during the game.
Great job. Good. Welcome back. All right, Coach Goodwin, let's get you
that
in.
That was Rhonda Burr with that last interview was Mahala Irvin. The first one was Micah James, and now the winning manager for the Pisgah Black Bears is Serena Goodwin.
Coach, we know that the last 2 weeks have been kind of hard on your team. The 2 losses consecutive, the weather, we can't get any games in. It just seems like everything is just piling up on us. You finally get a good day to play a game, and your kids respond very well.
Yeah, definitely. They were relaxed. They were ready to play. You know, it has been some buildup. We've had some down moments that we're trying to overcome. I think this has been an opportunity to regroup and reconsider what our goals are and how we're going to go about achieving those.
Practice the last couple of weeks has been a little bit more intense. I've heard that the girls are taking it more seriously and taking it, they're being more focused and having each other's back.
Yeah, we've had to really try to keep our focus on softball. It's difficult sometimes, I think, when you've been good and you expect to be good and so you think that you're going to continue to be good and you have to take a step back and look and see how other people are improving and you have to be able to compete with that.
So you think the expectation on themselves was high and they didn't take it as seriously or is it just the kids were just, okay, we've got this and then they the teams come up and said, hey, we're going to give you a game.
Yeah, I think it's a lackadaisical attitude at times. I think you do. You get into a groove where you think, you know, we won state, we're good, so that's how it is, and that's not how it is. You got to continue to work every day to get better. Everybody does want to beat you. Well, Coach, now tomorrow we got to play, try to get the other game in against Tuscola. This is really going to help us playing back-to-back. It gets a momentum going.
Yeah, definitely. We need to keep our minds on this, and having such a long break in between games and dealing with the weather and traveling to places and having to sit, it's difficult to keep your mind on what you got to accomplish. And I think being able to play and having some good weather is going to help us.
You tweaked with the lineup today. We noticed you put Bianca Burnett in the lower order, which really seemed to help. It put runners on bases. It put your thumpers, as we call them, in position to get runs on the board.
Yeah, we decided we needed to mix things up a little bit. I felt like, you know, sometimes when you switch pitchers, then that affects the whole defensive lineup. And hitting-wise, we have had some people struggling, and I was trying to see if we could wake some of them up and make something else happen.
Well, good job, Coach. We'll see you tomorrow.
Well, that was the winning manager, Serena Goodwin, and around the head, spoken first with Micah James and followed by the catcher, Mahala Irvin. And as Rhonda alluded, we'll be back on this broadcast tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting from Waynesville in the rivalry softball game as the Black Bears travel over to play Tuscola in that game that was scheduled for Thursday. Pre-game show will start at 5:15. There will be a JV game beforehand, but we think we're going to be on about 5:15 here on WPTL 920 AM. Also on WPTLradio.net if you want to listen to us online, online streaming. And so we'll bring you the Tuscola Pisgah softball game, which is scheduled to have a first pitch at 5:30 tomorrow on Saturday afternoon. Rhonda, great day. Bats came alive, got great pitching, played great defense. All in all, it was a great day for Pisgah to get back on track.
As Micah said, a great team effort.
Absolutely. So with that great team effort, this is a final score from the Pisgah softball complex on this Friday afternoon. The Black Bears 11, the Smoky Mountain Mustangs 1. Hopefully we'll be back on the air tomorrow. Until then, we'll see you then.